else.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, and what a nice start to the day. It's not a bad way to wake up and leave the house if that's what you've got to do now. It's about 55 degrees out there, and it's going to be a nice day all day. This is all the meteorologists say this is their pick of the week. So if you're looking to do anything outside, get outside, take a walk. Maybe you want to go to the carnival. This is the day. I wore shorts today. I figured time to break out the shorts, especially since I'm having trouble getting pants that are the right length. And I'm too afraid to go and pay to have them altered because I could be in a different size by the time I need them again. So instead, maybe I'll just wear shorts from now until October, like I usually do. I hit my hit the 199 mark, so who knows where we can go from there. All right, so today we have a lot that we can discuss. That story that Phil mentioned in the news, I read that this morning, and found that to be very interesting, that a person who died as a result of a car crash had their body interacted with, I guess is the term they're using, with a bear. That this bear went over to the body and did something to it, moved it, touched it, dragged it around a little bit. And I'm sure there are people who are going to panic about this, but I don't think you have to worry. As we've been saying, as we've been talking about bears being here on the South Coast, and we're going to see more of them. In fact, I saw a few things posted over the last couple of days. We're going to see more of them. Remember that if you encounter a bear and you can't go inside and look at it through the window or get in the car and drive away, the key is to make a bunch of noise. You make a bunch of noise, the bear says, meh, not dealing with this weirdo. Turns around and walks away. Don't run from the bear, because then the bear is going to think you're something worth chasing. But this person, from all accounts, had some sort of issue where they actually, the car bounced off multiple signs or something. So this person had an issue and was deceased when the bear interacted with it. And it was probably nothing more than curiosity. So it's not like we need to worry that bears are going after humans. This was a particular set of circumstances. Now, I also know some people who are maybe a little bit too excited about the chance to interact with a bear. And you don't want to do that either. Give them the respect that they deserve, and you won't have any problems. Try to bring them home as pets. You may have a problem. And just remember, unless you are armed, any encounter that you try to have with the bear will go the way the bear wants it to go. Not the way you want it to go. Unless you have a way to take down the bear, and you shouldn't, that bear is going to win every encounter. That bear is going to have its way with you. Wants to drag you off to the woods, it will. Wants to chase you down, it will. If it wants to turn around and ignore you, it will. The bear is in charge. And I know that's hard for us to accept as human beings, to say there might be something that can boss us around. But that bear, again, unless you're armed, and again, you shouldn't be taking down a bear, but that bear is going to be the boss. .  That is the number to call in this morning. We have a lot that we can discuss. I mentioned the carnival, and we have the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. There was an incident over the weekend at the carnival in which a Fall River man was arrested for indecent assault on a woman. Now, the DA's office, the police, nobody has given us information as to the exact age of the victim, only that it was a person over the age of 14. That could have been, you know, a 15, 16, 17-year-old. That could have also been an 18, 19, 20-year-old. It could have been a 40-year-old. But the bottom line is, this is not, you know, don't blame the carnival for this. Don't blame the mall for this. This is just the kind of thing that unfortunately happens in a place like this. That a gathering of the public will draw in weirdos, will draw in creeps. And again, this is all alleged until proven in a court of law, but apparently this person followed the victim and her friend and then indecently assaulted her and then kept making inappropriate comments at her and then put money down her shirt. And just absolutely disgusting behavior. But this sounds like the kind of person that would have done that anywhere in public, not just at the carnival. So I wouldn't blame the carnival for that. And a lot of people were like, well, you know, I thought they had a policy where you couldn't be a minor walking around on your own. Well, we don't know that this person was a minor. We don't know that they were walking around on their own. So the victim and their companion, that companion could have been, if they are underage, it could have been their adult companion. Could have been a 16-year-old girl and her 18-year-old sister. Or 18-year-old classmate. So there's a lot of speculation going on about this, but the bottom line is weirdos are everywhere. And I don't mean good weirdos, like the weirdos I deal with in the paranormal world. I mean, you know, actual outright creeps are everywhere. And you've got to be aware of them at all times. Or at least be vigilant about them. There's also a story that I put up yesterday at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app that might be a little nice nostalgia moment for some of you. When Big Value Outlet closed in, I believe it was 2022, the owner, Dave Tattelbaum, decided to retire. The store closed down. One of the questions that people had was what was going to happen to the mechanical horse that was out front that had been there since that store was Mars Bargain Land. And Dave said back then, when he announced his retirement, that they would be doing something that would raise money for charity. And they did. They auctioned it off with a portion of the proceeds going to Gifts to Give. And the winning bidder for the mechanical horse was Ronnie Fernandes, who was the owner of Lolly's Cafe and now runs Acushnet, the Country Whip and Acushnet with his wife, Lolly. And they put that horse out over the weekend in front of Country Whip. So now if you wanted to ride or have your grandkids ride or your kids ride the mechanical horse that you grew up with outside of Mars Bargain Land, the South Dartmouth one, or outside of Big Value Outlet, depending on how old you are, then you can now ride it outside of Country Whip. And it's still just a quarter to ride. I was talking to Ronnie about this yesterday. And I asked him, I said, you leave it outside at night. And he said, yes. So if you're, if you're 40 years old and you want to take a ride on the horse, but you don't want anybody to see, you can go there after they're closed, drop the quarter in and ride it. But remember, there is a weight limit on those things. You eventually reach a weight where when you put the quarter in and it doesn't move. I don't know. When I was a kid, I had multiple siblings. I have four younger siblings. And I can remember them being on one of those horses outside of a store, three deep. Three of the kids riding on those horses. And I always wondered, because some of them, maybe you don't agree with me on this, but some of them seem like the more intense ride than others. I should ask Ronnie this, but I always wondered if there was like an intensity setting that you could adjust. Because some of them seemed especially like fast-paced or especially rough. Others seemed kind of lame. The one outside the Kmart in Hyannis seemed particularly rough. Like that was you got your quarter's worth on a ride on that one. And from what I understand, people enjoyed the Mars Bargain Land horse ride too. I don't know if that's the older ones are a more intense ride, and then as they made newer ones, they toned it down a bit. That might be a possibility. Or if there is a setting, but it's not quite, bucking bronco type ride, but there were certainly ones like carnival rides. There's some places you go and you ride the particular ride and it seems much more faster and intense than it does in other places. And when I was younger, I was told that was because, if you go to a carnival, those rides aren't permanent, and so they can't push them as much as they might push them if you go to an amusement park and they're permanent. So if you like the Thunderbolt, which was one of my favorite rides, that's the ride where you sit in a little two-person cart and it hangs down from the arm, and then it spins around. It's like the Himalaya, only instead of being on the ground, it hangs down, and then as you spin around, it flies out a little bit. And there were some Thunderbolts that seemed really intense and some that were, they barely got out there. And so I was told when I was a kid, if it's a permanent amusement park, it's a lot easier to push them more. But I don't know. I can tell you the one thing I know for sure is the scrambler at Edaville is the most intense scrambler anywhere. I've ridden them all over the place. I usually ride them at every carnival that I've ever been to and every fair. And that was the most intense. The one at Canobie Lake Park is pretty good too. That's an indoor one. They've made it kind of like a dark ride where they use like black lights and stuff. But the Edaville one is the most intense. I was there with a friend over Christmas and I said, okay, be aware that when you go on this, you're going to get tossed all around. And she was like, I've been on this ride before. Like, no, not here. And tossed all around. And I said, I wish that they still had the Tilt-A-Whirl here because that was also the most intense Tilt-A-Whirl anywhere. Anyway, 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We also now have the gallery up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app of our top 100 mother-daughter lookalikes here on the South Coast. So if you want to start voting, get on over there now and take a look at. So what you do is we have all 100 photos, and then at the bottom of the 100 photos is the poll to vote on your favorite. So you have to go through all 100 to get to the poll. So keep on scrolling down and you'll get to it and you can vote for your favorite. And there are some really, really good ones. And then I believe once you've cast your vote, it's going to show you what the percentages are, the current percentages are. So you can see who's in the lead. Not totally sure I didn't set up the poll, but usually those polls do that. But these are all competing for a huge grand prize that includes a $125 gift card to Sister's Salon and Skincare in Mattapoisett, along with two $50 gift baskets packed with skin products, two $75 Alianza restaurant gift cards, treats from the Acai Spot in New Bedford, Mommy and Me bracelets from Corey Jewelers, gift cards to Mi Antojo Mexican Restaurant, and a $1,000 Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses gift card courtesy of Nairobi. So all these great sponsors putting those prizes into this big jackpot for the best mother-daughter lookalike. And you can vote now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And we will announce our winner the day after Mother's Day. All right, let's go to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm a little angry today about all kind of stuff, so it's not a good mood, okay? Now, the story about the bear that dragged somebody around, the bear got a hold of somebody? Is that what you're saying?
So the person died in a car crash, and then the bear had apparently somehow dragged the person's body after they had died in the crash.
Yeah, and where was this? In the city? In the country?
It was in the country.
The bears are starving. This is why they're coming out. And since everybody loves the freaking zoo, when a bear shows up in the inner city looking to eat, why don't we grab them and drag them to the stinking zoo? Would everybody be happy with that? We took away their home. They have nowhere else to go, and we have to put them in the zoo.
So a couple of things. First, it was in Hatfield. So I don't know. I think that's
what?
It was in Hatfield, Mass.
I don't care where it was. You know that we're stealing your home.
I know, but you asked me where it was, so I looked it up for you.
Yeah, well, that's one instance. You know they're coming into the inner city, right? You do know that?
Yeah.
Okay, number two, because I know I only got 3 minutes. Now, the festival, some guy attacked a girl over there? What girl in their right mind in this day and age doesn't know better to walk around with some pepper spray? You know, I've been carrying mine for years. I'm dying to blind somebody. So they're coming after the wrong women. I want them to come after me so I can show them something. Okay? I'm dying to use it. It's in my bag, and it's always ready. I can grab it in an instant. That guy would have been blinded, kicked, and bashed. He would never be able to do it again. I'm sick of all this already. All this crap going on.
Remind me not to sneak up behind you if I see you out in public to try to surprise you.
I'm sorry I put this all on you tomorrow, but I'm hearing stories that are making me sick, and there's other stories. But, of course, we don't have a lot of time on the radio. So have a good day, and thank you for letting me vent.
Girls,
get your pepper spray the next time you go out.
And you have
don't be afraid to use it.
You have a good day, and I hope you get a nice walk in with this nice warm weather.
Yes, I'm leaving in a few minutes. Thank you very much.
All right, enjoy it.
You too.
All right, why don't we take a break here? 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
Love is strong, and you're so strong.
Welcome back in. I see we do have a caller on hold, but I'm just going to ask you to hang on because we have the news coming up with Phil. And on the other side of that, we can take your calls, 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Of course, the app is also the way that you can send us any photos, any videos that you take and that you want to share. You can always send those in as well. Maybe a news tip that you want to share. Maybe you just want to share a nice photo of the sunrise. Whatever it may be, you can send that. The same way, when you hit that open line voicemail button, it asks you, do you want to send audio? Do you want to send video? Do you want to send a photo? So you have all of those options right there. So you can send us stuff anytime that you want. All right, now let's go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
The Holocaust in focus today on Capitol Hill. Putin orders a weapons drill. And Swiftonomics, now a course at one university.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden will deliver the keynote address, and several Holocaust survivors will also speak during the Days of Remembrance ceremony this morning on Capitol Hill. The Days of Remembrance commemorates the Holocaust and the 6 million Jews who were murdered. Also scheduled to speak are House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering military drills that include preparing for the use of tactical nuclear weapons. Mark Mayfield reports.
Putin said Monday's order for the drills are in response to threats by the West. Tactical nuclear weapons are for use on the battlefield as opposed to strategic nuclear weapons that are capable of destroying entire cities. Putin's order comes as today marks his inauguration ceremony for his fifth term as president. The U.S., Canada, and most European Union nations have said they will not send an envoy to the ceremony. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Testimony scheduled to continue today in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. The judge in the case threatened Trump with jail time for again violating his gag order when he talked about witnesses in the case. The judge noted that the last thing he wants to do is put the ex-president in jail, but warned he would, quote, if necessary and appropriate. At least one person is dead as tornadoes and severe weather continue to threaten Oklahoma. The death was reported late Monday north of Tulsa, where officials had declared a tornado emergency. Homes were left heavily damaged and power lines were down. Police in Pennsylvania are investigating after a person was found shot to death at the home of a man who earlier in the day allegedly tried to shoot a pastor in a church. Livestream viewers of Sunday morning services at the Jesus Dwelling Place Church just outside Pittsburgh say they saw Bernard Polite step up in front of Pastor Glenn Germany and pull a gun. Germany says the gun jammed and viewers saw a church deacon tackle Polite, who was later arrested. It will be at least Friday before NASA makes another attempt to launch its new Starliner capsule into orbit. Rory O'Neill reports.
Unusual readings from an oxygen valve on the Atlas V rocket prompted the difficult decision to call a scrub.
There was nothing magical about a certain date to go launch on. So we're taking it one step at a time, and we're going to launch when we're ready and fly when it's safe to do so.
NASA's Steve Stitch, Butch Wilmore, and Sonny Williams will be the first people to ride aboard Starliner for a shakedown flight of the capsule that's designed to ferry people to the International Space Station. I'm Rory O'Neill.
And a new American University course aims to put a new spin on the impact of music superstar Taylor Swift. A one-credit class called Swiftonomics will be offered this fall after a contest to create a student-designed course. The class will examine Swift's career through concepts such as supply and demand, market power, and gender-based economics. It'll look at her music releases, her recent Eras tour, and her success as a woman in a male-dominated industry. The course has already generated enough interest that it will be offered again in future semesters.
WBSM Sports.
The Bruins came from behind to beat the Panthers 5-1 in Game 1 of their best-of-seven second-round series, Game 2 in Florida on Wednesday night. The Celtics continuing their quest for a championship. They're beginning their best-of-seven second-round series against the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight at TD Garden. And the Red Sox start a two-game set against the Braves tonight in Atlanta.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We're starting out with areas of fog, turning mostly sunny. Temperatures this morning in the mid-50s, climbing to the upper 60s by the afternoon with mostly sunny skies. Overnight, patchy fog once again, partly cloudy skies, 50. And then tomorrow, the showers roll in with a patchy fog first thing in the morning and then again in the afternoon. From the UBC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500, as well as App Chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Yeah, so that bear story happened in Hatfield, Massachusetts, which I don't even know where it is. I'm assuming out in Western Mass. I could have looked it up, but I was busy. Phil's nodding at me. I mean, I'm pretty sure, is Hatfield, Mass right next to McCoy, Mass? Is that where all the problems started? No? Hatfield, McCoy?
Yes. So. Oh, I get
okay.
it.
All right.
Literature nerds.
There's a lot of towns out there that I have no idea.
Hatfield Hatfield's just to the west of Amherst.
Oh yeah, so it's way out there.
Yep.
So was the bear previously protesting on the college campus? Maybe
it could have been.
Yeah.
I mean, these days anything's possible. So.
But the important thing here is the bear didn't attack the person. The bear dragged the person, but the person died in a car crash. And to Mary's point, Mary was talking about, you know, why don't people want to put these bears in a zoo since they put other animals in a zoo? I mean, we've heard Mass Wildlife tell us repeatedly that bears are coming here. And it's not just a matter of because we're taking away their habitat where they would normally live. It's not just a matter of that. Sure, that's part of it. Sure, there is less forest for them to live in where they were living before, but this is also just part of a somewhat natural migration. As they were coming down to Western Mass, or as some would say, they've always been out there. But as they've been in Western Mass, they've expanded they expand their hunting territory and their mating territory. And so they're going to come down here. And the many times that I've talked to Dave Waddles from Mass Wildlife about this, he has told me that this was expected. They knew that the bears were going to make it here eventually. And that their approach is we need to learn to live with them because they're here and they're staying and we're going to have to coexist. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim.
How you doing?
So you're the second person I thought of when I was contemplating life this morning. So the reason why I'm calling your show because you're the most variable show. You're a great variety show, and you have like a lot of different opinions on different things. So knowing your history in the paranormal, I'm going to try to expand maybe what you know. So I'm going to try and pick your brain and see if you know. Are you into numerology or any of that stuff?
I'm not really into it, but I know a little bit about it.
All right. So I was dealing with, you know, some professional stuff on the side, you know, insurance agents and all that stuff, trying to chase some stuff down. And she noticed in, like, my personal universe, this is how she described it. And it kind of got me bugging out. In my personal universe, I have a lot of eights and double eights. And she goes, that's like a good thing. But I was like, I have no idea what the heck you're talking about. So I was like, you know what? I'm calling in tomorrow. Tim knows about ghosts, so he's probably into astrology.
So I'm not,
I don't know how I made that correlation.
But. I'm not really too well-versed in numerology, but I do know that the eight is because it's also the infinity symbol. That they think that the eight is kind of like the perpetual balance. So that's why it's a good thing. It's kind of what everybody is supposed to aspire to. And
I agree. Everybody should aspire to be eight. I agree with that.
So the idea is, you know, that your life path is determined by the number that is created by the day and the time that you were born, all of that. So basically what they'll do is they'll take your birth date and they'll add up all the numbers and then they'll bring it down until it comes to one number, and that number is your life path.
Okay.
And that life path number is supposed to kind of describe and explain who you are as a person. Now, when we had a numerologist on Spooky South Coast, and I remember her name, we haven't had her on in, you know, 18 years, but I remember her name. It was Doris Ann Bridgehouse. She's from Rhode Island, I believe. But when she would come on, she would break it down, and when she added up all of my numbers and broke it down to my life path number, everything she said about that, and again, this is, she had no idea who I was. The show was new. I think she was like our, you know, one of our early guests, and she described me, at least in my eyes, very perfectly. Now, sometimes people will hear what they want to hear, but to me, I mean, I was trying to do everything that I could to debunk it, but it described me perfectly. So I don't know if there's anything to it, but I know a lot of people that put a lot of stock in it.
It was wild. Cause I'm like, she's looking at my driver's license and she's looking at this. She goes, oh, there's another eight. Oh, there's another eight over here. There's another eight over here. And then now that you just said, like you add up all your numbers with like the date, time and year. And I was born, it was like 8:30 at night. 45 years ago, whatever it was. But just wild. And I was like, I never realized. And I'm talking like addresses that I've lived at, eights. Like it's so, and I'm looking and I'm like, holy, I didn't realize it. You know, you're just looking around. And then now I start looking at every little aspect of like what numbers I have. And there's an eight in a lot of it.
It could also be
double eights also.
It could also be a blue car syndrome too, where, you know, you go out and you buy a blue Toyota and then all of a sudden you see blue Toyotas everywhere. You just weren't paying attention to it before, but now you are.
Right. I don't pay attention. I'm not a numerologist. I never was into that. But when she said that, I was like, oh, that is weird. And I just started looking at all the numbers that are in my life. And it's like, literally I'm flooded with eights. So she's like, you know what? You got to go play the numbers and play with it. Like, a lot of eights, because it's guaranteed you're going to win something.
So did she say that eight is your life path number?
No, my life path number, I don't know what my life path number is.
If you don't mind me asking, when's your birthday?
All right, so it's August 5th, and then I'm not giving you my whole, I ain't going to give you my whole number over the phone.
I can't help you then. But if you want to message me your birth date, I can tell you what your life path number is. It's easy to figure out. You just take all the numbers.
Yeah, you just add up all the numbers individually, and
you just said you're 45 years old, so I can figure it out myself. But anyway, you add up all the numbers and you keep adding until you get to one singular number. So if it, you know, the final number is, let's say the final number works out to be, you know, 123, then you're going to add that up. And then, you know, so you're trying to get to one number, and then that one number is your life path number. Then you can type in, you know, 5 life path, 7 life path, see what you see.
And do I have to add the time I'm born at too? Or no.
So other people who do birth charts will care about that. So like, you know, I have friends who will do that, and they will say, hey, what's your date of birth and the time you were born? And I will give it to them, and then they'll give me this whole chart of everything about me. You know, a lot of people like to use me to practice, because I don't care if they post my stuff, you know, if they want to post it up online and be like, here, I did this person's life path. A friend of mine was taking a course in it, and she asked me if I could be her guinea pig. And I was like, yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. But so that's what they're trying to do with that, is they're trying to figure out your birth chart and all of that.
Huh. Oh, all right. So basically I'm like I'm a better person than the most people, which I already knew that. I told my wife that already. So 8, everybody needs to aspire to be me.
But you need to have...
That's what I'm going to tell my wife when I get home.
You need to have balance, and I think part of that balance would have to be humility, too. So keep that in mind.
Nah, that's not going to work out. All right, Tim. I knew I would get some kind of answer from you because I know you're into that type of stuff, or at least a little bit, or within your universe.
Yeah, and there's a lot of websites where you can find some pretty basic information that will help you take it a little bit deeper if you're interested.
Yeah, it's random, but cool, man. Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Have a good one. Bye.
And of course, if you want to have a numerologist look into your life path and all, they can be way more in depth than I can be just, doing the math in my head and looking up what that life path means. But there are folks who will get really intricate with it and will bring up, instances in your life and things like that. And I try not to be a little, some of it just gets a little bit deeper than I want to go. So I've never really gone the full bore, but I've had the birth chart done multiple times. And it usually comes out exactly the same. And I guess, you're using a formula, so it should come out the same. But there's a point where it becomes about that person's interpretation of it. So the same way that anybody can tell you what a tarot card means, because you can look it up. And you can say, oh, this is this card and it's representative of this. But it takes a person that has the ability to make the inferences and put the puzzle pieces together to really figure out what all the cards together are trying to tell you. So yeah, I can go out and get a deck of tarot cards. In fact, I have a couple. And I can read a book and tell you what they mean, each card. But I can't tell you what the big picture is, why you got this card, this card, this card, and this card. But other people can. The same way they can look at all the numbers that are in your life and the number that might be your life path, and they can figure out all those little instances. I have a few friends who wouldn't even be my friend until they did my birth chart first. Like, before we hang out, before we go on a date, before we do this, I've got to do your birth chart. Okay. You're not going to find out anything I didn't already know. So go right ahead. 508-996-0500. I wonder what our life path is for WBSM if I add all those numbers up together. All right, we'll be back in just a few moments.
Yo, VIP. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily. And
Phil's in there doing the Vanilla Ice dance.
I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow.
I'm glad that Vanilla Ice is getting his, his due these days, because we put him through the ringer back in the 90s, but he was talented. Just because everything about his life when he first came out was a made-up lie. It wasn't his fault. It was his manager's fault. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I remember when Vanilla Ice came out and everybody was all about him. I was growing up and, listening to hip hop because all my friends did. But then I moved to Sandwich and there wasn't a lot of people that listened to it. But then MC Hammer and Vanilla Ice got people into it. And Vanilla Ice was huge in my school. And I went to Kmart. We were at the Kmart in Rockland, and they had a book called The Vanilla Ice Story. And it was an unauthorized biography of Vanilla Ice. And I was like, I'm going to buy this. I'm going to know everything about Vanilla Ice and tell everybody at school. It's going to be so interesting. And I bought the book and read the whole thing multiple times, memorized all these facts about his life. And then we later found out none of it was true. It was all made up. I guess the only thing in the book that was accurate was that his real name was Rob Van Winkle. But that was the part in the book that sounded the least true as I was reading it. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Coming up, we're going to talk about a new store that sounds really interesting. It's a little bit of a drive from the South Coast, but from the way that it's being described, it sounds like it's worth getting in the car and heading out there. And in fact, I have to head out in the direction of this store later on this week. I might swing by. I might have to stop in and maybe do up a little story to show you whether or not it is worth making the drive from the South Coast. But we'll get into that coming up in just a few moments. Right now, though, I have one final break I've got to take in this hour. We'll be back in a few moments.
Care about my car, and she don't care about my money. And that's real good, because I don't got a lot to spend. But if I did, it wouldn't mean nothing. She likes me for me, not because I look like Tyson Beckford with the charm of Robert Redford losing out my ears. My thoughts and indecisions, my insecure conditions, and the tears upon the pillow that I shed. She don't care about my big screen.
Some of the references in the song may be a little outdated these days. I mean, he's got DVDs, he's got a big screen TV. Who doesn't? It's 2024 now. People don't even have DVDs anymore. It's really mind-boggling when what we thought was the height of technology is now something people collect ironically. I know a lot of people who collect VHS tapes because they like the nostalgic feel of watching a movie on videotape. I hate watching a movie on videotape. I hate watching it tracking and all of that and